between us, touch down on LA, yeah, the sky. Breaking rules down so that you can get your game off your side.
Athletics and relationships. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jasmine George. I've got a master's degree in counseling and a PhD in the love of sports, baby. Cheekbones and charm, Jazzy Fizzle on the ones and twos.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George. Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
Good evening, loved ones, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to have you back. Sunday night, 8 p.m. Where else are you going to be, baby? With me, Female Field Guide, your hostess with the mostest. Hi, I'm Jasmine George. For all those first-time listeners, thank you for tuning in to Female Field Guide Blog Talk Radio, a woman's cheat sheet to sports, entertainment, and relationships. Ladies, I want to get you right, and fellas, I love you too. It's a safe space. Gals, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a wonderful show on tap, and I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you, but of course, let's talk about who the heck I am. Who is this broad with her own show? Well, like I said, founder, executive producer, and hostess of FFG. I'm also a basketball player. Now, it does take me a little while to stretch, that's for sure, but my jump shot is still wet. I'm also a coach. They still call me Coach Jazz around these parts. And you know what? I'm a student of sports. I just don't know any better. No sisters, both brothers, a plethora of male cousins. And I'm a woman who loves the game. I'm also the sports editor and writer for Prominence Magazine. Please check out the spring issue. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. ProminenceMagazine.com. You can subscribe to the print and or online issue. I'm also a professor, baby. That's right. Sports psychology, sports culture, ethnic, gender, and cultural issues in sport. They want me teaching some sort of U.S. history in sport or something this semester. Pray for me. But I appreciate the opportunity. You can also check the Diamond Bar Patch newspaper. I do some feature writings every once in a while. DiamondBarPatch.com. That's where you'll find me. And I'm also the lead sports anchor for a fantastic show called Game Time. Shout out to the Inland Empire. Shout out to my producers and everyone that, my co-hosts, everybody. It's absolutely fantastic. If you ever missed an episode, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Everyone doesn't live in the San Bernardino. I don't. You can go ahead and visit iemediagroup.tv, and you can catch the episodes. You can also go to my YouTube page. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, there's a plethora of ways that you can contact the show, which I'm very grateful that you can find me, of course, here on the actual show page. You can listen to all of my episodes that I've ever had. Just go ahead and go on blogtalkradio.com/femalephilguide. I mean, do it. Absolutely do, but you know it's got a Facebook page. That's just how it goes. I mean, everyone's got a Facebook fan page, right? Right. Facebook.com/FemaleFieldGuide. Of course, I broke down and got a Twitter page for FFG, and it's one of the best decisions that I've made. Matter of fact, why don't you follow me, and it'll be one of the best decisions you've made, too. @FemaleFieldGuide, leave the E off of guide, and I promise you, you won't regret it. I've got a Tumblr. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr, TUMBLR.com. Shout out to my intern and personal assistant, Ashley. She is doing an absolutely phenomenal job. It's almost like a electric, it's just a moving machine, that Tumblr. There's videos, there's clips, there's my tweets, there's show snippets. It's fantastic. Shout out to Ashley. Tumblr, FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr.com. And of course, oh my goodness, the YouTube channel. Gee whiz. 14,000 uploaded views? Are you serious? I need to give you guys an applause, because were you guys chocolate wasted when you were on the page? G Just kidding. Wow, the YouTube page has blown up. Thank you so much. Please continue to visit. We're going to be putting some great videos this week. I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you guys. YouTube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. Hey, email me, info@FemaleFieldGuide, for goodness sakes. You have any questions? I'll answer them. I promise I'll get back to you. And you know, the Jazzy Fizzle was the first Blog Talk Radio hostess to have her own app. Shout out to Zenforce Media. They have designed the coolest app for me, and it's free. You got an Android, you got an iPhone, you got an iPad, man, download it. It's free. Just go ahead and type Female Phil Guide. You can also download any of my shows in the iTunes store. Listen, man, so many ways to get in contact with Jazz. So many ways. We've got a fantastic show. I mean, we're just going to jump right into the first segment really quick. We've got a fantastic show. Like I said, FFG, we talk relationships, we talk sports, we talk entertainment. And guess what? We're doing all of that, baby, Sunday night. We've got Amika Minute coming up, one of my senior producers. She's fantastic. She knows her stuff. We're going to be talking NBA, the NBA All-Star Break. Yes, we're going to have it, even though there's only 66 games in this season. But guess what? We're still going to have it, and it's going to be next week. And Mika and I are going to talk about it. And also, the latest NBA headlines. That's coming up, our first segment. Now, you know what? When it comes to relationships, we got to get the male point of view, too. It could be the sister, girlfriend, all black, everything show. But you know what? It's a safe space for the brothers. And that's exactly what we're going to do. I'm so excited to bring on my boy Mike for custom clothing. He shares his Ferrera fresh tips for what to do, fellas, after Valentine's Day. It's only one day. What are you going to do for the ladies after that? He's going to be coming on in our If You Can't Beat Him, Join a Relationship segment. And you know what? Of course, we're talking entertainment. But my crazy brosif, comedian, writer, actor, singer, rapper, what else is he? I mean, he probably tap dances. Jaren Shores in the sports and entertainment spin. And what the puck? Yes, we're talking hockey with Tommy later on in the show. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time to do this. We have our chat room open. Can you believe it? Go ahead and visit me. We're going to be talking NBA All-Star Break. What is your favorite event that you're looking forward to in the NBA All-Star Break? Talk to me. Go on the show page and type in chat, man. Let's do it. Without further ado, we need to talk some NBA because there is a lot that we need to talk about. And you know what? We're going to talk about that in our NBA crossover segment featuring Tamika.
What a great scene from Gordon to Griffin for the slam.
Because when the season starts, it's about wins and losses.
Oh, baby, look at that crossover.
Amika Minute with Lakers Insider Amika Minute with Lakers Insider Tamika Poland.
Well, when you have a smaller point guard and you're actually tired of him coming inside the lane, the only thing you can do is hit him and get out of the game because you are done with the series like the Lakers were.
I love Lily. I love Lily.
Well, without further ado, I am always really excited to bring my sister girlfriend on the show. She always packs a punch and brings such informative information when it comes to the NBA and sports all up in this place. And let's bring her on, Tamika. Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm good. I wish I was better. You know, my team just lost, but it's all good. It's all good.
Well, you know what? Like I always say, I always wait for you to bring up the Lakers. So you've got some cojones to bring it up, sister girlfriend. The Celtics lost today, too. So I don't really have much mess to talk about when it comes to our teams today. But we have so much to talk about when it comes to, the NBA. And before we get into all the all-star break extravaganzas, there's been some pretty heavy NBA headlines. And we need to jump right into it. Speaking of, okay, Boston, another East Coast team was the New York Knicks. And Clippers actually were the front runners trying to get a cat named J.R. Smith, but the Knicks ended up scooping him up. Mika, share a little bit more details of, how you feel. Was that a good pickup? And what does J.R. Smith bring to the Knicks?
Well, the funny thing is J.R. Smith hasn't even practiced with the team yet. It was his first game back since he made it back from China. He played 30 minutes, had 15 points, 6 boards, 2 assists. I mean, not bad for a guy that just came over for one team. I think that was a good pickup for the Knicks. Anytime you can get a player like J.R. Smith, you're automatically going to get a deadly long-range shooter, and he's going to give you great bench production. He's exciting
Absolutely.
To watch. And anybody, if it wasn't for the Knicks, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Mavs, anybody could have picked him up. They would have had, you know, a great thing with J.R. Smith. He's a good player.
Absolutely. And, you know, maybe what Mika was talking about with regards to him coming over from China, while the NBA was in their lockout, there were a few ball players that decided to play overseas in China. That was one of the professional leagues that offered contracts to the NBA players. But the thing about NBA player playing in the CBA was that they have contracts that in the event that the NBA lockout was lifted before their season was up, they said, boo-boo, you can't go anywhere. But J.R. Smith took that risk, and he balled over there, and now he was free to come back, and so free agent, and so the Knicks picked him up. And, you know, yeah, he got quite a few minutes today and versus the Mavs, and so I'm looking forward to seeing that entire team, everyone healthy, and just seeing how they all click on all cylinders. Now, can we stay in New York, Mika? Can we stay in New York?
We can. Go ahead.
We can stay. Listen, ladies and gents, I didn't get a chance to address the linsanity that's been taking place in the NBA, in the entertainment, in society. Listen, let me drop you guys a gem, ladies, non-sports fan. A young man named Jeremy Lin has totally infiltrated the NBA, our hearts, okay, and we love him. This man, he's a Harvard grad. He's the first Taiwanese American to play in the NBA. He scored more than 20 points in each of his seven games he's played, including the 38 against Kobe and the Lakers. Now, listen, I was late on the Jeremy Lin bandwagon. I guess he dunked on somebody like 2-3 weeks ago, and I didn't watch the video. But let me tell you, let me create a picture. I think we need some background music. Picture this. Last Friday, I'm in a mid-conversation with my little brother, Jade. He's a Laker fan. He's watching the Lakers and the Knicks play. Jeremy Lin did this spin move around Derek Fisher, and I literally screamed in the middle of the conversation. I said, oh, my God, did you see that? And that's when I became a believer. Jeremy Lin is fantastic. Because of his fairy tale, he's been on the scene since February 3rd. The Knicks TV broadcast has scored, it's scored like 7%. The Lin Sanity. I went on NBA.com and I went ahead and got my t-shirt. So, yes, I'm a believer, Mr. Jer- So, ladies and gents, he was sleeping on his brother's couch, and some multimillionaire real estate mogul in New York offered him a one-bedroom apartment. But here's the thing, Mika. You know me. I love me some Tim Tebow, these ball players that wear their hearts on their sleeve. He's humble. He's a good ball player. And he loves him some Jesus. Now, let me ask you this, Mika. Do you think that he has staying power? Is he the real deal?
I believe he could be the real deal.
Okay, I'm listening.
I think he could be the real deal, and I only say that because I want to see how he plays when Carmelo comes back. This
yes.
was a guy that came in undrafted, then he ended up going to Golden State, got traded to Houston, sat on the bench at New York, and up until 2 weeks ago, was told come off the bench because Melo is hurt and Amari is on leave due to his brother's death.
Yeah.
Now, with that, you have to go in. You actually have to prove yourself. You have to prove this is why I kept getting traded. This is why I went undrafted. So he did what he was supposed to do. Now, he won games. He lost one game, had 9 turnovers, but he came back and won again. Now, I want to see. Everyone says, you know what, him and with Carmelo coming back, it won't be a problem. Let's see it, because when Carmelo comes back, are the minutes still going to be there? Is he still going to be the one bringing it up the court? Is he going to be the one taking the last shot? Is he going to control the game? How will Carmelo fit in that? And if I see when he comes back that Carmelo fits in just fine, maybe I'll say, you know, he really is the real deal for New York, because that's the extra piece that they needed to actually become playoff contenders.
Absolutely.
But
see, here's the thing.
See that? Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. I think because Melo, he's more of a shooting guard. He's not much of a point. Lin is a true point guard, and that position is a dying breed in the NBA. You know, and Jeremy, I think he's just happy to be here. So I think he'll adjust and he'll play the role, whatever role it's supposed to be. But will Melo allow the Linsanity to continue? We don't know. Jury's still out. But, you know, this is what I want to do before we talk NBA. I got to give Jeremy Lin a that-a-boy because he deserves it. So on behalf of Jazzy Fizzle and the FFG team, well, you know what? I can't speak for the whole team. Jazzy Fizzle wants to give you a that-a-boy. Jeremy
Lin. That-a-boy.
So we're going to keep moving on. We got the second half of our combo. We're going to talk the NBA All-Star Weekend. Now, of course, 82 games are the usual amount that is on the schedule for the NBA with the NBA lockout and all sorts of those shenanigans that took place earlier in the fall. The NBA season is now only 66 games, but they said, you know what, they're still going to have an NBA All-Star break. This year, it's in Orlando, Florida, and it's very special. To me, it's very special to, I think, many fans, basketball fans, and, of course, on the other side, Laker fans, because this is the 20-year anniversary of Magic Johnson playing in the All-Star game after he announced he had HIV. So they'll be doing, you're going to see a lot of the, you know, behind the scenes, outside the lines. It's going to be a lot of side stories catching up with Magic because he's still alive and well and still in the game of basketball. And so it's going to be a very special All-Star break just in that itself. And Mika, I want to get your opinion because you and your family are lifelong Laker fans. And so what does it mean to you to be able, you know, you're such an avid sports fan and Laker fan and Magic fan. What does it mean to you to see Magic still here doing his thing and to be celebrated in the way he is?
I mean, it's almost like an emotional thing because when people come out and see they have AIDS or HIV, you automatically think, oh, my gosh, they're not going to make it. They're only going to be here this year, and that's it. But this man has been going 20 years strong.
Mm.
And for him to still be up walking around and living his life on a day-to-day basis, I mean, you can't do anything but congratulate him and want to be in his presence all the time. Now, the good thing about it is everybody remembers Magic when he was back playing, and they always say that he was the one that made you a better player. It was the way that he threw out the ball. It was the way that he carried himself in the locker room and on the court that made you a better player. So, it's very touching and very emotional, and ESPN is actually going to do a documentary on him, which is airing on March 11th, and it's going to be called The Announcement. It's going to be where he actually leads up to announcing his retirement following the fact that he did end up having the HIV. And you just see all these people, their jaws have dropped like they've lost the greatest player that ever played basketball all to this disease.
But absolutely, yeah.
Great.
No, I'm looking forward to it is. I mean, we can talk about just Magic's, you know, accomplishments and accolades even off the court as an entrepreneur. That's a whole different, a whole different ballgame with regards to that. The Magic Theaters, the Starbucks, his investments, the real estate, the way that he's helping, reinvent downtown in Los Angeles. And, you know, ladies and gents, those that may not be as tapped into the NBA world as Meek and I are, go get yourself Magic and Bird. It's 30 for 30. It's the documentary that ESPN has put together. It's fantastic. I'd actually like to purchase all of the 30 for 30 episodes, but there's one that I even showed my students that it shows Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and their relationship and their rise in the NBA because it really was parallel with regards to just timing and their talent. And that kind of touched upon a little bit of Magic announcing that he had to abruptly retire because of, he found out that he had HIV. And so you want to learn more about more than just basketball, go ahead and pick that up. And so we look forward to watching really the whole weekend. And we're going to talk a little bit of the players in a couple minutes we have left, Mika. Now, the West roster, I actually like that because when I looked at it, the starters, they're all Lakers and Clippers with the exception of Kevin Durant. And I love it. Who would have thunk in 2012 it would have been Lakers and Clippers? You go on NBA.com, and it's their smiling mugs. Of course, Kobe the starter, Andrew Bynum, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, and now Kevin Durant. I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. And we'll talk quickly about the West, the East, and then I want to talk who got snubbed. The starters for the East. LeBron, D-Wade, Dwight Howard. We don't know, Rose, he's hurt, and then Carmelo, so we'll see how that goes. But, Mika, please share, who do you feel got snubbed for East and for West? Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna,
all right. I'll give you one. I'll say Rajon Rondo. But Pau Gasol and Rondo, I believe, got snubbed, of course. They were there last year. They played good all year. And I just believe that they have enough votes. But I do believe that they should have been on the team as well.
That was good.
Good job, Mika. you left somebody out. All right? Listen.
Not that. I left him out. We haven't even got there yet. He's like the all-time leading.
Listen, he needs to be in all the events, all right? Well, okay, we'll get there right now since I kind of let the cat out of the bag. So, of course, there's different events, and the game is Sunday night. But what I love about the NBA All-Star, you know, weekend is that there's so many different events, three-point contests, slam dunk. It used to be the rookies and the sophomores, but now it's like the, what is it called, the, I don't know, Rising Stars game, whatever. Yeah, all that. All that stuff. But what I need to talk about, what I need to address, okay, fans, this man is the all-time leading three-point man, and his name is Ray Allen, and his shot is like butter. So I'm going to give him a thattaboy. He was not invited to participate in the three-point contest, but I'm going to give him a thattaboy because I love
thattaboy.
Him.
Thattaboy.
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 Mika, don't you agree with me that Ray Allen should have been invited to come back?
Absolutely. There's no way that you set a record last year and then you become nobody during All-Star Weekend. Everybody wants to be him and shoot threes like no tomorrow. Ray Allen should
absolutely
have been on there.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And ladies and gents, just in case, this will be the water cooler talk. You know, from who's going to be starting in the East and West game, and also who's going to be participating in the three-point. Okay, James Jones, all right, he's from the Heat, all right, Randy Champ, blah, blah, blah. Joe Johnson, okay, Kevin Love, now I love him, he's a big man. That beige man is fine. But anyway, we're going off track. Ray Anderson, okay, I love the three-point concept anyway. What I say, I call him Ray, I'm so smitten by Ray Allen, I call Ryan Anderson. Those are the people that will be, you know, in the three-point contest. The slam dunk actually is a little bit controversial also because the reigning champ, Mr. Blake Griffin, is not participating. And out of the bunch, Paul George, Derek Williams, what's his name, Iman Schumer, who are these people? Who do you think is going to take the crown this year, Mika?
Well, let me tell you, Blake Griffin said last year that it was so hectic he didn't get to enjoy the All-Star weekend at all. And he decided to only participate in the game, and he does not want to defend his title because he only did it for the people last year. He didn't want to do it again, so he's not doing it. That was his reason as to why he's not doing it. But the people that we do have in it, I do believe that it should be a good show because these are some young kids. You got a couple of Knicks out there. Iman Schubert, he's pretty good. Derek Williams, let's see what you have. Paul George, I haven't really seen him dunk too much, but hey, these are some young kids that want to get some praise, get their feet wet. Just give us a good show. Put it that way. Give us a good show.
You know, but Mika, him and DeAndre Jordan and Dwight Howard are the top three leading dunkers, you know, anyway. All right, let's move on. We still have a couple minutes. We're waiting for Mike to call in. Listen, okay. Team, this is also what I like. You know, Tommy, he'll be calling in later. And, you know, the NHL had their All-Star break a couple weeks back. And I really like how they pick their what is really their team. But what the NBA has done that's kind of piggybacked off of the NHL is the Rising Stars game. It used to be called the Rookie Sophomore game. Now they have somewhat, quote, captains, crazy old Shaq and crazy Mr. Chaz. They're like the team captains. They're picking, you know, the kids to start and things like that. And so for Team Shaq, some cats that are going to be, you know, headlining, of course, is Blake Griffin, Jeremy Lin, Ricky Rubio. And then so for Team Chuck, Kyrie Irving, he's kicking butt right now, doing his thing. John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, how did you like the new format? I think it'll be fun for sure, Mika. Do you like the new format?
I do. I think it's good that they get to have at least one good all-star that helps them out on their team as for their coach. Because I think you can really learn some stuff from Shaq, and you can definitely learn some defense from Chuck. I don't know about too much more, but
I believe. Just kidding. No, but I believe this is good, and this will give the chance to some of these players to actually shine who don't play enough minutes on their team or who don't get a chance to get invited back again. This would be like a good, hey, you stay. This is your stake in the NBA. This is where you need to be right here, right now. So go back to your team and help them out, because after All-Star break is when all the teams turn it up, and then boom, we start fighting for playoff spots.
You're right, and you know what, the trade deadline is coming too, so there might be some moves as well, so it should be really interesting, and I like the new form, and I like that they're still trying to, you know, keep it fresh and keep it fun. And honestly, when I watch Shaq and Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and all them on there, it is hilarious, so it should be fun. We're out of time. We still have a few more things to talk about, but Mika, we can talk all day about this, but we've got some fantastic callers on the queue. Mika, you're fantastic. I'll see you Tuesday. Team FFG has got some really great things on tap, and we look forward to unveiling them. Mika, you're thebomb.com. I'm kicking you off.
That.
Another fantastic Mika Minute. Thanks, boo. Yeah. It's a good time. You know, we bring the ladies on. Mika is so in the know. But what about the fellas? We're going to talk relationships. We're going to talk sports. We're going to talk post-Valentine's Day after this quick break, because I talked myself all up into a frenzy with Ray Allen not being invited. So now I need to get a squig of water or something. We're going to have Mike Ferrer on for the If You Can't Beat Him, Join Him segment right after this break. We'll be right back.
This is Josh Barr of the LA Dodgers. Just wanted to give my support to the Female Field Guide and all the great things that they're doing in sports.
This is Candace Parker of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Joe Bryant. It's also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
Ja'Cory Harris from the University of Miami.
My name is Ethan Martin.
This is Ebony Hoffman with the LA Sparks.
Hi, this is Delisha Milton-Jones of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
I'm Patrick Witt, played quarterback at Yale University. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yale. You know that playbook, huh? Left and right? Welcome back. Female Field Guy. That was a good segment. Thank you so much, Mika. That was good. That was good. That was good. Now, like I said, it's all about relationships. It's all about bridging the gap, a better understanding of the opposite sex. I mean, really, that's what it's all about. And, of course, I'm the FFG. Give me the ladies' perspective. But it's about listening to the fellas, too. And that's exactly what we're going to do in our Can't Beat 'em, Join 'em segment. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on the fantastic Mr. I call him Mikey. He doesn't like it. So we're going to keep it professional. Michael Ferrer, custom clother and stylist. He gives us some fair, fresh tips, and this one is after Valentine's Day. So let's go ahead and jump into our relationship segment. If you can't beat him, join him.
And relationships.
Get away from me. I'm watching the game.
Well, you know what I say. If you can't beat him, join him.
Without further ado, I'd like to bring on Mr. Mike Ferreira. How are you doing? We're going to give you a round of applause. First time on the show.
Thank you so much.
Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's so exciting to be here and just hear all of the sports love that y'all are talking about. So.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. We just don't know any better. We just grew up around knucklehead boys, and now it has infiltrated our bloodstream. So that's just how we do it over here on the FFG Sports Talk Radio. Now, Mike, I'm loving everything that's going down with Mike Ferrer, your fresh tips, the Twitter.
Thank you.
MichaelFerrer.com, you're doing an amazing job. But what caught my eye, I'm always in support of you, is the Ferrer Fresh Tip for after Valentine's Day. And you had some real poignant things to say. And I said, oh, Mikey, please come on the show. And with, you know, Valentine's Day just being a few days back, and you shared with us so candidly that why Valentine's Day can be a little awkward for the fellas. Please elaborate to my listeners how that is.
Right. Thank you so much for checking it out and following the Ferrera Fresh Tips. It's a lot. It's a new idea that came a while back, and just keep rocking and rolling with
it.
And absolutely, I think the reason that I did the video or the live Ferrera Fresh Tips is that people were asking for it and wanted more information and where do they come from and all the above. So I just made it live. And the first one in the aspect of why it's so awkward for us as men, and I shared on the video, is that it's not really we're confused or that we as men don't know what to do. We know all the things. Most of us have been taught the flowers, the roses. We know the things that you enjoy. And now with female field guides, we know that you enjoy sports. So it's that's easier for us, you know, to sport the game and have a dinner or whatever. But the awkwardness comes because we don't want to do too much. But at the same time, we don't want to do too little.
Yeah.
Because it's there's this middle space between we've been dating for a while, we have fun, we laugh, we joke around, et cetera, and we've been dating for a couple of months, but do I need to, you know, send some stuff to your job or your work? Like, is that going to throw you off? Or so we don't want to do too little, and then the female's like, I don't like that guy anymore because he was whack on Valentine's. He didn't do anything for me. And just the opposite, if we do too much, it's just like,
well,
so we don't want to, exactly, we don't overwhelm you because we just like you. And, you know, it could just be the opposite.
You know what? I have a story to share. I went out, this happened a couple years back. I went on a date. Nice guy, one date, I'd like to add, one date. And I never gave him my address for where I worked. I was working for the city at the time, and he sent flowers to my job. And I was very flattered, but I was like, yowza, this is date one.
Right, right, right.
And if I would have had my awkward button like
awkward.
This one, I would have pressed it a million times, Mikey. But you're absolutely right. It's that fine balance, and you know, it's kind of hard to tell. But, Mike, I know that you are the ultimate gentleman, and I just got to ask you.
Thank you.
We're not even going to put it just Valentine's Day. What's the sweetest thing you've ever done for a young lady, Valentine's Day or not, or maybe just Wednesday at 3 p.m.? I know you got something to share.
Oh, wow. That's random. I don't know. wow, that's a good question. I think I'm going through the mental Rolodex of halfway cool things, you know, because what I would think would be cool would, you know, not be cool to somebody else. So
absolutely,
I don't know. I think
well,
actually,
you know what?
One thing. Go ahead.
Actually, put that in your pocket because I know you have them because you're the ultimate gentleman. Actually, your Ferrero Fresh tip was dope, and I've been sharing it with a few fellas in my life, and they're like, "Yo, he's tight. I'll be listening in." So please share. You know what I mean? Please share the Ferrero Fresh tip for what the fella should do after Valentine's Day. That is so cold. Please share.
Yeah, the after Valentine's Day Ferrero Fresh tip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a unique situation, and women will and ladies will enjoy it extraordinarily. And my idea is that we use 2 or 3 days after Valentine's Day is over. I share with the gentleman that the Valentine's Day cards are still on the shelf. It's not like, okay, it's February 14th, and then at 12 midnight, everybody goes to work and they take all the cards off the shelf. No, there's still a process of restocking and putting stuff back to where they should be. So gentlemen could even get the card, the Valentine's Day card that says Valentine's on it, a day or even 3 days after Valentine's Day because they're still in the Hallmark store and still in the whatever. And another thing that I found out is that the cards are on sale.
There it is.
And, you know, the cards are like half off and whatever, et cetera, because the Hallmark or whatever store, they want to get rid of them. They don't want to stock Valentine's Day cards.
Yeah.
So not only are you doing the Valentine's Day card at a discount, but, you know, it's an idea that you can just save for the long term. So the idea is to get the card after Valentine's Day and just create your own Valentine's Day sometime down the line, whether that be in July, August, or even, you know, September or something, and give her a Valentine's Day card, say Happy Valentine's Day, do the roses, do the nice dinner, and have a Valentine's Day that could be on September 27th. You know, and she will enjoy that because it's unexpected and unpredictable.
Because every day is the 14th. Mikey, let me tell you something. If a brother gave me a Happy Valentine's Day card, like whenever, that was so, I loved it. As a woman, I can speak for us. And I would love it. So that was fantastic. And, of course, you know, sports and relationship. Mikey, we've been talking about the NBA. Who is your squad?
my squad.
NBA.
It has to be. I'm born and raised. Mine is real. I'm born and raised in L.A., so I am an L.A. Lakers fan. I'm not, you know. yes, absolutely.
All right. I thought so.
Absolutely. I love the Clippers as well. I am a Laker fan, but because I'm in LA, I'm not discriminating. I love the Blake Griffin show and
yeah.
You know, CP3, you know, it's just amazing. So we're so spoiled right now in LA.
We really are. I mean, the starters, you know, just like we were saying, the starters with the exception of Durant are all Lakers and Clippers. So who would have thunk
mm-hmm.
that? And I mean, of course, you know, Mikey, you've got some fantastic things on tap for you, even sports related. Please share the Perfect Gentleman's Pocket Guide. Please share with the listeners what that is. You told me a little bit about it. I loved it. But please share with the masses what that is.
Yes, the Perfect Gentleman's Pocket Guide. My first book written and will be published. This date is set for March 30th. It's really exciting for me, 2012, the release date of my first book. And inside the Perfect Gentleman's Pocket Guide, I brought in a variety of aspects that pertain to the gentleman, from dating, flirting, interacting with the opposite sex, to style and shoes and dress and how to tie ties and how to eat with a knife and fork and go to elegant dinners and balls and galas and what to wear, what not to wear, and how to act, shake hands, communication.
That's right.
And a variety of things that a gentleman would need to know at the drop of a dime. And
that's right.
The purpose of the book really is that the pocket guide, because in our busy lives, we may not have that 500-page etiquette book at our fingertips. It's not practical. So the idea behind the Perfect Gentleman's Pocket Guide was to make the valuable or the important information accessible really quickly. So
I love it.
The guy that's going to the dinner that he hasn't gone to a black tie event, what should he wear to a black tie event? The Perfect Gentleman's Pocket Guide can be grabbed really quickly, get the information, know what I need to do, and go to the event.
Boom.
So there's not a lot of fluff, there's not a lot of gimmick, there's just great, valuable information for gentlemen.
I love it. You've got a few more things on tap. We were running out of time, but Mikey, please share. How can they follow you? How can they go on YouTube? MichaelFrere.com. Please share with the listeners how they can support you, man.
Mm-hmm,
you're doing so amazingly.
Thank you so much. The MichaelFrere.com is the main hub. That's where you can get to every other location. That's where you can see some of my styles and my wardrobe, as I do as a wardrobe consultant. And, of course, the Twitter, Facebook is there, Michael Ferreira. Facebook page is, what is, facebook.com/ Michael Ferreira, the brand. And then on Twitter is @ Michael Ferreira. And everything is all real-time. Ferreira Fresh Tips update regularly and consistently.
There it is. The Perfect Gentleman. Listen, ladies, even his socks are dope. Because you know sometimes brothers, they're rushing and there's holes in the socks. Even this dude's socks. So he's the real deal. Known him for years. Really proud of you, Mikey. And please come back on. We always love the brother's point of view. And just how do you know, I'm trying to get my ladies right. We got to get the fellas correct, too. So MichaelFrere.com, thank you so much for just joining us. And if you can't beat him, join him, relationship segment. I appreciate you. I'm kicking you off. I'm going to call you tomorrow. God bless you, man.
It.
I'll talk to you later.
I love it.
There
thank
it
you.
Is.
Thank you. All the love, man. You know, feel good. Talk to you soon.
See
thanks,
you later,
peace.
Man. Man, you know what? Hey, we're running over time, but we're having a good time, and my brother Jarence is all ticked off of me, but guess what, Jarence, you're next, okay? We got a fantastic, listen, we're talking sports, we're talking relationships, and you know, we have to talk entertainment, and we're going to have a little bit of a round table discussion talking the latest headlines in sports and entertainment. So the question I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, is, did y'all hear about that?
Robert.
Sports and entertainment.
It's time for the rumor mill.
We haven't had my bro Sif on in quite some time. He's been doing his thing out of town. He's been doing his stand-up at the Comedy Store. And I know he's got some things on tap. So I'm going to go ahead and bring my brother, Jarence George, on the ones and two. Actor, comedian, writer, producer, tap dancer. What else doesn't he? I mean, what else?
Well,
but
I do tap dance and I'm proud of my skills, for your information.
Listen, the buck doesn't stop there because we're bringing on somebody that not only do they blend with sports and entertainment, he's a fantastic artist. He's on Team FFG. His name is John Bodge the III. He's going to be sharing some sports and entertainment projects he's got going. We're going to bring this guy on. This is John Bodge. How are you?
Yo, yo, what's up, what's up?
Mr. Bodge.
What's up?
Good,
how you doing, sir?
Good. Always a pleasure.
Well, fellas, it's really good to have some old men on the telly. I appreciate you guys coming on. we've got quite a few stories to talk about, but Jarence, I've got some breaking news for you. Ready?
What's that?
Eastbound and Down. It's premiered tonight.
Kenny Powers, baby.
Kenny Powers. Speaking of sports, I saw a little bit of the episode, Jarence. It was very inappropriate, but I thought of you the entire time. So, on HBO, when you come to Mom's house, Eastbound and Down will be on the DVR for you.
That's all I wanted to hear.
And that's how we do some timing. All right, fellas, let's go ahead and get into some topics, for goodness sakes. Now, we all know that the Kim Kardashian-Chris Humphries marriage lasted 72 seconds. Oops, 72
right.
days. And now, the divorce is turning ugly. Chris is trying to get it's on trial. He wants to get the divorce trial on TV because he wants to expose Kim for just the liar and crazy person that she is. Fellas, how do you feel about that? I mean, when does the cameras need to turn off? Jarence, your thoughts?
Never. I mean, what else is... You know, I mean, really, I have to be honest with you. I am oddly enthralled by this saga. I mean, the editors at E really deserve some kind of a medal or something because they are able to capture the awkwardness of that relationship perfectly.
They really did. Jarence, where are you? Are you tap dancing right now? It's a little noisy.
I'm late for a tap dance show right now. I'm doing a Sammy Davis Jr. tribute for Black History Month, and I'm very excited about it. And you're really interrupting my flow right now. Now, I'm going to see a French show, Diane Wiseman, one-woman show. It's great. And because of the late running time, it's really inconvenient for me. But I'm going to push forward, you know, because I care, Jazz. I'm a giver.
Jarence, you know what's inconvenient? Me coming home and dreaming about my leftovers and you and or Jade eating them. So that's inconvenient. So we're going to go ahead and continue to move on. Speaking of divorce, it seems to me that Kobe and Vanessa may be back together. She was at the Toronto Raptors game, not at home. She went to Canada on Valentine's Day, and they were jamming, a.k.a. kissing in the tunnel. Both of you guys are crazy Laker fans. John Barge,
yes.
What do you think about that? Do you think that they are getting back together? Do you think that's a good look?
The biggest thing, and just to sum the whole Kim Kardashian and the ex-husband and Kobe and them, the biggest thing is that when you have a man of power and you have the money behind it, is that there's a certain lifestyle that's displayed. And I think that when you become a man, you got to handle certain things a man kind of way. And I noticed, and like I said, not to take away men that growing up without fathers in the home, but a lot of times, you know, you can't argue with your girlfriend as if you guys are two girls. You got to pretty much have a certain tact and diplomacy in how you communicate. You know, there's a certain tone
heavy.
And a man needs to keep that tone all over. And so Kobe has that. I believe he has that with Vanessa. She's at the point to where she is financially taken care of. And when you look around, you think about all these millions that I have, it's because of this guy. Now, you know, infidelity is wrong. But in the state of California, it's a no-fault state. You could cheat on your wife, but yet you can still, you know, pretty much facilitate your relationship, and they won't count it on the wealth that you have. It's just based upon, okay, they got a divorce. So what if you go,
So what is your state?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna hang up on Jarence. Jarence, me and John Barge have got it. Goodbye. Can I hang up?
Hold on. Let me just say this point before I go.
All
this
right.
whole incident shows we were all wrong about Kobe. We thought he was a nerd. He's really a Mac. How else are you able? No. The price is not wrong. No, Kobe was able to. Kobe is able to keep his wife and still, she could have had all that money for herself. But you know what?
Yes.
He slam dunked into the bedroom. She ain't going nowhere. And he's got her. He slam dunking it in the bedroom, obviously. She's sticking around, and they're still just cuddling and kissing in public, looking like Theo and Justine on the Cosby Show. He's a mess, all right? And on that note, I got to go. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Comedy show, March 4th. Comedy
okay,
store,
man.
March 4th. I'll be there, 8 o'clock, Bailey Room. Talk to you soon, all right?
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
He's Darren George, and he's a hot mess. We are running late the entire hour, but we are having a blast, so I really don't care. John Bard, we have so many other stories to talk about, but you know what? We're going to talk about what John Bard III has going on, because really I am very fortunate to be a part of it. And, you know, it's sports, it's entertainment, it's blending, and your art and your artistic ability, and with you being the FFG creative producer, it all is blended into a beautiful pot that we like to call Team FFG and John Bodge Art III. Share with the posse what's going on with you, especially this week, and what you have in store for Team FFG and then your individual ventures as well, brother. Share with us.
Oh, wow. Well, this Tuesday, we're going to be filming at the Game Time Studios in the IE with Jasmine George herself and the FFG staff for a huge teaser trailer that we're going to be doing for a particular pitch for her season one. Her first show, you know, and pitching that to several, you know, people that are interested in having a show picked up. But I think that, you know, with this production here, it's just so much going on at one time, and I think it's pretty epic. And just, you know, being a lover of sports, of a sport aficionado, as they call it, you know,
that's
I just really just jumped on this, and it's just pretty amazing. So there's also, in addition to that, there's a project I just got out of working with B-Dole. It's a technology firm out in the city of Claremont, and I can't disclose too much of that, but they're basically working on a lot of projects, and so I just signed on doing some of the artwork for the company. It's a pretty amazing thing. So Mark Badol is one of the proprietors, actually the proprietor there, that's really given a major opportunity to the technology world, and so that'll be disclosed soon. But the things that are going on right now, in addition to just other film projects, were actually some of the art shows. I basically have three art shows that are, one's going on now at the Bunny Gunner Studios. That's BunnyGunnerGallery.com. So I've sold all my Tuskegee Airmen pieces there, and there's another U.S. military show that's coming up in Fontana. So, but the biggest one that's really hitting right now is the Art of the Universal Woman.
Absolutely.
And that's something that's amazing that Jasmine herself is going to be part of. And the Art of the Universal Woman is pretty much an artistic platform to kind of build a more united front in women's wellness programs. So it's basically comforting the women in domestic abuse, trauma recovery, mental health, addiction recovery, abuse relationships. So basically it's a commemorative book in a kind of like a stylized magazine book style, similar to the Lifetime Year in Photos, which would be a published book. And what we're going to do, we're going to produce this book. We're going to shoot our teaser trailer this coming Thursday. We have some of the ladies that who are going to actually be on the shoot, and just really appreciate you all out there, Stephanie, Valerie, Natalie, whoever, just so many different names, Jasmine herself, Tamika. And what we're going to do, once this book is done, we're going to fund this on one of the Kickstarter links, actually the Kickstarter link, Kickstarter.com, which is an online funding platform. And what we're going to do is that once this book is pressed and done, it'll feature all the stories, spoken word, the poetry, the women photographers, the women artists, Nikki Owens, Eden Curtis, and several other artists that'll be on there. Another photographer friend of mine, Lyric Cross, is one of the most superb photographers in the area. And what we're going to do is that we're going to go by train, 50 stops, 50 cities, 13 states, all the way to D.C., and we're going to promote. And some of the women on the tour are the 50 stops. They're going to hop on the train, and as passengers are loading, we'll step off. And this is going to be an actual travel documentary that we will shoot and create a documentary film and perhaps submit to one of the festivals.
Love it.
It's a huge project, but we really want to promote really the actual, you know, the whole idea of just how to be a woman, you know, and some of the women counterparts. And so we have some of the dignitaries and people around just the nation that's a part of this, and also around the world. So this coming, I believe, Wednesday, right, Jasmine, we'll have a recap with some of the women, the cadre of women that will be a part of this program. So it's pretty major, you know, for me to be. Yeah.
John Barge, you're the bomb.com. You really are.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. What do
you think? You know, can I say one thing? I didn't know what your time was like, but I wanted to let all the ladies know, the listeners, that this book pretty much is for you. And if you're writing a story, because this is a fun link, we're looking to have all the women to fund this in 45 days. So there's a budget we'll post and let everyone know that in 45 days we want to have those stories of whatever it could be, a basic encouragement or an adverse situation, but basically we want to kind of come from like a restoration or healing input or output to pretty much with the triumphant end and showing the other side of what it means to be a woman. So it's a lot all over the place, but I think it's a good project, and you know, we're going to put that link up pretty soon, and just visit me on Facebook, Art of John Barge III Facebook, or Art of JB III Facebook. Website, www.artofjohnbarge3.weebly.com.
That's right. And make sure you follow him on Twitter. He is slacking on the Twitter.
Finally got that out there. Art of JB III Twitter.
That's right.
Yes.
A wonderful, wonderful
addition.
Listen. John, don't tell him how many tweets.
I shouldn't tell him how many tweets. It's just trying to manage all that, you know. And I should thank publicist Aisha Duncan, who's helped me out with everything, and also Tamika for helping out with the artist representation, Black Water Studios, good friend, business partner, Dame, I'm forgetting my boy's name, DeMar Douglas, Greg Holder, Icons by Holder, and just, you know, just new stuff. It's just so much to talk about, but really fortunate to be a part of FFG and just everybody's creative media, you know?
Yeah, it's a wonderful one. When we get together, let me tell you something, our team FFG meetings, I mean, we have a blast and we get stuff done, and that's what you appreciate.
Yes.
You've got to have people that you can spend all these hours with, but you know what? Get it done in the nitty-gritty, and JB3 does that. And this, we have such a fantastic week in store. Make sure you check out John's art. Buy this brother's art. Can I tell you that? Buy his art. He's thebomb.com. Not only just Team FFG, but his individual, art, it's fantastic. If you want to hear us talking mess to each other, also go on my YouTube page, The Entrepreneur Spotlight. You can a plethora of his sports-related art, and they are dope. YouTube.com/femalephilguy. JB3, we'll have you on Wednesday, and you and a couple of wonderful ladies, and I look forward to it. So I'll be talking and seeing you a lot this week, brother. It's John Barson.
Oh, shout out to Ben Delgado, Manny Pacquiao's trainer. Hello, sir. How are you doing? Appreciate you for just having me be a part of your project. Appreciated Greg Holder especially, you know what I mean? And I just really appreciate working with. He's a former L.A. Raiders, and this guy's just teamed up with me. He's one of the most talented glass sculpture artists in like, the world, you know? So
I love it.
Anyway, that's it.
I love it.
Boss.
Any more shout-outs? your third cousin?
Third cousin, you know,
Tyrell
everybody, family. Yeah, brother and sister celebrated their birthday, you know, this past weekend. They're twins, Marcus and Megan. Hello, so...
All right,
Darby.
That's enough. John Barson III. All right, bro. Love you. Call you tomorrow. It's John Barson III. Thank you so much for coming on. I will have him back on Wednesday, and I'll call you tomorrow, bro. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You know what? I wanted to share just a couple more. Chloe and Lamar, they're back. Don't you dare turn away from Female Phil Guide on the E-Channel. Chloe Lamar back tonight. Basketball Wives back on Monday. But to be honest, it's a lot of craziness on that show. I'm going to watch it, but I don't know if I'm going to put it on the DVR. Does that make sense? Like, I'm going to watch the first episode, but I don't know if I'm going to, press, you know, record series. Does that make sense? We weren't able to get to hockey. What the puck, Tommy? I'm so sorry, bro. He's actually at an arena football game, so it would have been loud anyway. But we're going to go ahead and we'll talk hockey on Wednesday. No show next Sunday. I will be out of town, so please make sure to tune in on Wednesday. We're going to be talking with Christian from Pros Give Back. He's a former hockey player, and he's really put together a fantastic organization about professional athletes giving back, nonprofit, really fantastic. We're going to be talking with Sonia from NFLFemale.com. We're going to be talking about the Combine, which is essentially the biggest job interview for these young college men trying to make it to the NFL. We're going to be breaking down the different events and who do we think will be drafted and who's going to have a good pro day. What's a pro day, Jazz? Tune in on Wednesday, and I'll break it down to you, for goodness sakes. Jarrett was going to call. He was going to talk about Nicki Minaj on the Grammys, a.k.a. Hot Mess. But we didn't get to that. The Game is back. On BET, one of my favorite shows. How do you feel about it? Brandi Norwood is dating Kobe. Well, Kobe Bell, that's his government name. His character is Jason Tipps, the former wide receiver. So much more to talk about with regards to that. Really quickly, we had a female field guide poll in our two-minute drill. Actually, I want to read that. I think we'll read that. So we'll hop in 2 minutes.
Two-minute drill.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Two-minute drill.
So, ladies and gents, here's some more water cooler talk, ladies and non-sports fans. Yes, the NFL, it's a wrap. But what I love about the NFL Network, hey, what I love about Female Field Guide, baby, is that there's always NFL talk somewhere, somehow. And, of course, with the Combines being next weekend, now we're talking with these collegiate players that are looking to make it into the NFL. Well, also, there's trade deadlines. Of course, Peyton Manning, will he be a Colt next year? I don't think so. Will he even play football next year? I don't know. That's the highlight. That's one water cooler talk. But perhaps what the buzz, ladies, that I want you to hold on to is Randy Moss and T.O., Terrell Owens. These two wide receivers are out of the game, but both of them would like to make a comeback. And so I put an FFG poll earlier in the week. Randy Moss plans to return to the NFL. T.O. or Randy, your thoughts? And so I always appreciate when people either call in, leave messages on the FFG message hotline, or they answer back on the Twitter and Facebook. And so I want to read that. Eric said, if no one signs T.O., he doesn't believe anyone will sign Randy. He personally believes that Randy wants to play football just so he can make the Hall of Fame. Well, that might be a good enough reason. Jason said some team out there is going to pick up Manning and Moss, and then they'll make a run for the Super Bowl. Oh, my gosh. If they pick up Peyton Manning and Randy Moss is a big body. You throw him the rock, you can just throw the lob, and he'll catch it. He's fantastic. Ask the sports fans, ask the men in your life, hey, babe, hey, uncle, hey, cousin, hey, brother, hey, play cousin. Who do you want on your team right now, Randy Moss or T.O.? The fact that you know both of their names, you're going to get the trash taken out. Or he's going to at least bring back some Chipotle or something like that. Ask them, Randy Moss or T.O.? Which aging wide receiver would you want to have on your squad? With me, if I hadn't have seen T.O.'s knee rehab and surgery from his reality show, I would have said, T.O. I'm not sure. But I'll be making sure I keep you posted. This Wednesday, a couple days out, the Female Field Guide FFG Hump Day Happening Show. It's right here, literally in a couple of days. Like I said, we're going to have a great show. Looking forward to speaking with the ladies, the other ladies in the Art of Women for John Barge's program and project. And gee whiz, ladies and gents, I hope that you had a fantastic show. I always appreciate all of the listeners, the followers, complete strangers, when you guys reach out and say nice things. I really appreciate you guys. And I am so blessed. I'm telling you, by 5 p.m. on Sunday night, it's not ready for the show, but I'm so ready to rock. I say my prayer to do my best tonight, and I hope that I've been able to do that. Ladies and gents, I hope you've been able to learn, laugh, and love the game. Sports, entertainment, relationships, I am your Female Field Guide. God bless you guys. I pray that you have a wonderful week. I pray it's productive. And you know what? Whoever's in your life, tell them you love them. Life is short. Tell them you love them post-Valentine's Day or not. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. Until next time, and I love you for listening. God bless.